Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber was founded in 1924, so we are in our 91st year. Hooray! We've got over 500 business members. We build lifelong relationships. We promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County and beyond. And as my actual custom every other week when I'm here with you on Sunday mornings, I bring on one of our guests who's a member. Today, I am extremely happy to be with Mr. John Wheatman, who's the Path Navigator and Administrator of Operations and Small Business Development for Carroll County Department of Economic Development. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. John, that's one long title.
Yeah, it's a paragraph.
It's an extra paragraph. Well, John, we've only got about 10 minutes, and we got a lot of stuff to cover. So we're going to be talking to folks a little bit about this thing that's happening this week called Small Business Week, open for business here in Carroll. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about the Carroll Innovation Center at Overton. So let me ask you this real fast. Why have a Small Business Week in March?
Mm-hmm. Well, short answer would be, why not? We have one in November, which makes a lot of sense because it ties into the holiday shopping season. But small business is critical to our economy, and Carroll in particular, and early spring seems like a really good time to celebrate that.
Great. Who's involved in this?
Mm-hmm. It's the Carroll Business Path, along with a plenty of community partners. It involves bankers, it involves our towns, it involves some sponsors. It's a group effort.
And the Chamber's a partner with you guys in the Path, as well as
mm-hmm.
who else?
Yeah, there are five partners in the Path. Carroll County Department of Economic Development, where I am.
Yep.
The Chamber, as you mentioned.
Yes.
The Miller Center for Small Business at Carroll Community College. The Carroll Technology Council. And the SBDC, America's Small Business Development Center. Those are the folks that make up the Path.
Very good. So let me ask you this. If I'm a small business owner, what's in it for me to get involved in this week?
Sure. Well, there are several things. We have a seminar, a panel discussion, actually, on Tuesday, March 3rd, called Get Business Now. Three very exciting presenters, people that have made career transitions or launched their own businesses, including a speaker that's been recognized by the President of the United States.
Teresa Dayton,
absolutely. Jennifer Trice, who transitioned from a high-power photography career into doing what she believes she was meant to do as an entrepreneur in an agribusiness. You want to talk about how to make a transition, she can tell you
how to
do it.
That's a large one.
It is. Yeah. And then Justin Panzer, who's a specialist in launching new products. He's a Carroll County resident. Yes.
Right?
And he's launching an innovative IT platform. And he'll talk more about that on Tuesday.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm going to be at that, too. Let me ask you this. If I'm not a small business owner, why should I even listen to this stuff?
Understand how important small business is. I mentioned to our economy, and Carroll in particular, over 40% of the jobs created in the past 10 years were created by small business. And upper 90-some percentage of the businesses in Carroll are, in fact, small businesses. So it's critical to our standard of living here.
Yeah. And we always push to shop local, keep the money local, you know,
mm-hmm.
helping folks that have kids that go to your schools, people that go to church with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let me ask you this. Any other events that you want to mention that are going to be happening this week?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Get Business Now I mentioned, I would consider our signature event. And as I mentioned, that's on Tuesday, March 3rd.
And it's not going to snow, right?
No, I guarantee
good.
It. I
want to make sure.
That's right. You get your money back if it snows.
A
couple of specialty ones we have. One that we're very excited about is called Communicate Now. It's subtitled Confident Communications for Women Business Owners and Professionals. And that's Wednesday, March 4th from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And as the name would indicate, it's a topic and content that's really delivered towards women business owners.
Okay. How would anybody register for this, or mm-hmm. how would they find out more information? Where's the website? Is there any actual contact info?
Sure. A couple of different ways to do it. We try to make it easy. For the programs where you need to register, you go to carrolltraining.com/open for business, or if it's easier, just give us a call at 410-386-2525. That's the Carroll Business Path number, and that's 410-386-2525. You can also go to carrollbiz.com, or carrollbusinesspath.com, I should say, which is our Carroll Business Path website. Any of those portals will get you to the right place.
And if people wanted to go to our website, we have it right on the main page, and that's carrollcountychamber.org. So there's no excuse for you not to be there. If you're an entrepreneur or you know somebody who is, make it happen, okay? All right, let's switch gears here and let's talk about something that's... let's go back. There's one more recognition we should give for the Get Business Now, and that's the actual sponsor that we have. And who would that be?
Yeah, Get Business Now, the Tuesday event, is sponsored by Gibble Enterprise Holdings, a venture capitalist in the county. We're very fortunate to have him as a sponsor. And if you are an entrepreneur in the county and you think you've got the next biggest, brightest idea, Mike Gibble is someone to whom you should speak.
He's a great guy. Mike's extremely involved in the things that we do at the Chamber, and I'm happy to know him. So now let's switch gears and talk about the Carroll Innovation Center at Overton. And I think this is probably something that most folks in Carroll know absolutely nothing about. So tell me a little bit about what is the Innovation Center at Overton.
Sure. It's relatively new. We're doing our best not to keep it a secret, and I love to talk about it. When you look at the entrepreneurial climate here in Carroll, we have a lot of things that aren't found even in much larger areas. The business Correct. Development support services we have, the level of cooperation between the chamber and the college and SBDC and economic development, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening here in terms of economic development. But what we didn't have until recently is a physical place for entrepreneurs to gather and begin their businesses, to launch their businesses. And really, that's what the Carroll Innovation Center is.
Yeah, it's really nice. So if somebody's got like an actual business out of their home, why would they even need to have something like this? And isn't it going to be way too expensive for them?
Mm-hmm. Well, the short answer is it depends. And some of the best advice I think I give to people is it's not time to leave your home. So it isn't for everybody, at least not all at the same time. However, there comes a time in the evolution of most startups where they need that business address. The home address or the P.O. box doesn't cut it anymore. The dog and the kid in the background on the phone doesn't cut it anymore. The coffee shop isn't always the best place to meet your clients. So
that's right.
There are things you can get at the Innovation Center that you're not going to get from your home office.
Conference rooms too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You want a class A office space, a place to make a great impression on a client, a professional business environment. That's the Carroll Innovation Center. There's conference space there.
Now, John, when I said, isn't it going to be way too expensive, that was your cue to tell me how inexpensive it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not expensive. Tell me, if I wanted to keep my office in my home, but have a place like this right on 140 in Westminster where I could meet actual clients, have a place where we could meet that was extremely professional, what's my intro package?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Let me tell you real quick everything that's included, and okay. then I'll get into the pricing structure, because there's actually three different levels at which you can come in, depending what your needs are.
Okay.
But for anybody who comes in, as I mentioned, you get use of conference space. There's a large conference space. We've got video conferencing hardware coming in shortly that'll be included. You get access to free Wi-Fi, high-speed broadband. There's a copy and print center there. You can make your presentations right on site, make your copies, do your scans.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, and it is some of the true Class A office space in the county. Also included is on-site business development services. I'm there. Roger Voter with the SBDC is there. So if you need business advice, that's right there on hand. And there's more.
And you might even supply coffee once in a while, right?
Once in a while. Absolutely. But in terms of the packages that you've mentioned a couple of times, there are full offices there. Furnished office, locking door. It's yours. You lease that space, nobody else touches it, and they're very nice offices. That's what is called our innovators package. And those run from $500 and up, depending on the size of the office. You get all the amenities with that. Very affordable for office space. We also have what's called a pioneers package. This is the middle tier of the three. They're large. I hate to use the word cubicles, and I need a better word, because when you see them, they're much nicer than cubicles, but they're open space, half walls.
Sure.
But they're yours. If you lease it, it's yours. No one else uses it. You've got file cabinets you can lock up, but it's not quite as deluxe as a full office. The Pioneer package spaces go for $200 a month.
That's not bad.
No, it's a good deal.
That's great.
And then the Entrepreneurs package. This is what people typically think of as drop-in space. There's no physical piece of real estate there that's yours. You might be in chair A one day, and if you come in and somebody else is sitting there, you're in chair B. But there's really nice collaborative and open workspace there where you can find a place to sit down and get your work done. And, of course, you still have access to the Wi-Fi and the conference rooms and all of that kind of stuff.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. And the Entrepreneurs package right now, if you mentioned that you heard this on Chamber Chat with Mike McMullen, At the entrepreneur package level, we'll give you 4 months for the price of three.
Oh, I like that. That's good. All right, we've only got a very brief amount of time here left. So if somebody wants to find out about the space at the Carroll Innovation Center at Overton, how do they get a hold of you, John? And would you be willing to give them a tour?
Yeah, absolutely. A tour is really the right way to go to see what we have there. And give us a call on the Carroll Business Path. Again, that's 410-386-2525. Let us know that you're interested, and we'll make sure that we're there and come on out and take a look at it.
Oh, John, thanks a lot. I wish we could talk for longer, but we've used up just about all of our time. So thank you, John, for being here with me today. Again, I've been with Mr. John Wheatman, who's the Path Navigator and Administrator of Operations and Small Business Development for Carroll County Department of Economic Development. Mm-hmm. John, thanks for being here with me this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
All right, and if anybody wants any of the information that we just went over here today, please contact the Chamber office at 410-848-9050. If you go to our website, you can get an audio link to Chamber Chat. You can listen to it, and you can hear this phenomenal show again. And that's CarrollCountyChamber.org. You can also stop off and see us at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. So if you're down there getting a sub from Julia Nova's Italiana Grosseria, and you stop off with Billy, we are right next door. So again, thank you for being with us this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. Do something special with family and friends today, and God bless.